We listen to heart. Dreambo Annie. Yeah. All right. It's super, 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 super. What was that from? That's from this movie called Super Fuzz. I think they changed the name to Super Trooper. So, but let me see if I can find it. Super Fuzz. '80s? '90s? I can't remember. I think it's 70s. Some of these TV movie, but it's 80s. original title, why is the Italian title? That's an Italian title. I don't know why, but it's weird. But this is a US movie, not an Italian movie. It's got Ernest Borgnine. I thought it was funny. And it's cheesy. It's so cheesy. But I love watching it. Because, damn, the thing is funny. Super Trooper! Super Fuzz! And then there's a Super Fuzz pedal for your guitars. Also, there's a whole bunch of them. If you're lucky to have this one, that was like, wow, ouch, box. Oof. Unifox Super Fuzz Vintage Original Super Fuzz. Super Fuzz. No, why is the title like that? Should be Unifox Super Fuzz guitar pedal. I played one. Friend had it. I'm just like, whoa. That's not if I'm plugging in. I'm not playing. It just plugs through. We hear like, well, something's wrong with the circuit. It's like, I know, can't fix it because the parts, they don't make the parts anymore. Like, oh, no. But then there's the Big Muff pedals. Yeah. That was super, super. So anyway, we're having a Super Friday. So have a nice Super Friday. Drink your Super Friday coffee. Yeah, why not? If a coffee is boring, just say, this is super coffee. And drink it, and you feel good. You're like, yeah, I'm like a power, man. I got fuzzed. Buzzed. I got buzzed. I don't know. Yeah, well, anyway. I'm demented. You know that. Well, shouldn't say that. It's just sarcastic. Demented is totally different. That's like having dementia. I don't have the dementia. I know where I am. I know where I am. Code's not here, but he knows. People in England might have argument then for some, instead of saying they don't use a lot of profanity. They do profanity, but a lot of them just talk and yell at each other. It's nothing, nowhere to go, and you say, get out! Get out! Like, what? Get what I mean, get out. I'm not leaving. basically just get away from me, right? That's what it is. Oh boy. So that's like me being sarcastic. That's it. Super fuzz. Super fuzz. Super snipper. That's another one. Super snipper. I thought it was super trooper because they changed it. Then it was like super super, but it's not. I got a soundtrack was super trooper, but that was super snooper. So what is it? It kind of make up the minds. That movie was owned by a whole bunch of people. Really weird. Strange. So, Behringer pedal super fuzz. How much is it? It's a budget pedal. $10 versus $100. I like the big mug. They returned it. They returned, not returned it, but they start remaking them. I like the big mug. Then there's a pedal called the Rat. That wasn't bad. But it's just pretty muddy. You gotta play clean with those. But nobody does. Everybody just put distortion to 11. It's like, well, why are you doing that? It's just bleh. Sound like crap. And just lower the distortion, play louder. I don't know how to play louder, strum harder. It's like, oh, that's what you're supposed to do. Don't play like a little, not just with no effort. No, play like you mean it. Wait, a dentist killed his own wife. Hunt. Ooh. Anybody go hunting? I did. Where I went, everybody said, yeah, you should give you a rifle and stuff. And I saw someone's power crossbow, whose car, or whatever they call it, bow. I'm like, dude, I want to use this. Say, you sure? I said, yeah. And I went in, boom, first person to get it. I'm like, hey. So, well, now we got to drink the blood. It's a tradition. I'm like, ooh, ugh, no. Really? So, yeah. Then they did it, you know, in a cup. I'm like, I can't drink like that. It's got to mix with something else. Somebody took out whiskey, put some whiskey on it, and I'm like, yeah, alright, you have some, I'll drink. I'm like, whoa, yuck. But it's not, that's alright, I've done it. That's the only time I ever did. But, hey. Xmas Universe has to cover up before flight. NFL Paul comes to the rescue. Since when, when do people get on a plane now with just the bra? Like a bikini thing. Like, why don't you be sensible, put a jeans t-shirt on? No, I need my mass endorphin. That's what's happening. I want to be super, super on the airplane with my gym clothes. Gym bra, the sports bra. Why? Because people see it. People see it, they're going to send me their energy. And I feel good. Yeah. Why would you do that? Why can't you get on a plane with t-shirt jeans? So strange. Just t-shirt, jeans, you know, bother anybody. don't have to be like, I'm a superstar, but you're not, right? No, of course not. Weird. I'm on your post. I'm just gonna look at things. That's the same. Weird stories. What's this thing? Train track. The same track. A train carrying. What's that? Wheel steel, empty box, litter track, steep target, train carrying Amazon packages. So they're high steel trains. Amazon packages. This is not new. Oh yeah, no, like 2 decades ago. When I started working in Manhattan. One day, walking on the street in New York, I think it was like really strange. I don't know what they did on 14th Street. That's the meatpacking district, and it's very popular. Like, their studios, their fashion companies are there. Like, Diane from oh, God damn it. I gotta search for that name. Diane von Furstenberg. That's it. She has a studio there. Not seeing her. She's sitting on top, looking down. Sometimes I wave. Sometimes she wave back. She doesn't know who I am. She probably does. Eventually. Because there are people. Remember, I was working and there are people asking for stuff. Like, so what do you do? Like, so, it's specific things they said. Like, okay, somebody's looking. But I don't care. People say, oh, your work sucks. I don't care. Yeah, your mom sucks. had that attitude. Not the west end of man. I had the east end attitude. Like my friends in the New York hardcores. Like musicians. And the tattooed people. Yeah, I had in the punk rock, right? I had that with that attitude, but I would work on the west side. But if somebody says something, turn around right back and scream at them, like, hey, no, cut it out. You're not worth it. I'll go to that point. It gets to that point. Most of the time, it's just like, yeah, you have nothing. Bye. But anyway, with Diane. So, the story was, I was on 14th Street nearby Diane's studio. That's pretty close by where Highline is. There's a truck parked on the side. And there are people gathering around. I'm like, well, what's going on here? Walk past by and say, hey, box of Gap goods. $20, you get a huge, this big box. So what's in it? We don't know, we just want to get rid of it. So they stole it, of course. I'll be like, yeah, $20, give me one. And lucky was I had the guy stuff. It's got a whole bunch of shirts, a whole bunch, I don't know, stuff, and khakis. I give them away. Actually, I give some away to, I don't like the clothing. I give gave away to homeless. So they've been stealing. I mean, then no, I heard stories where my friend got like PlayStations, the old one, or Xbox, of a truck, like nothing, for $50. That happened. So it's been around. If there's means, somebody will do. If there's a target, somebody will do. Right? So if somebody could do something that's, or make something happen that you can go in there and swipe it, somebody's going to swipe it. Now you can swipe it, but there's a possible chance you can swipe it and get away with it. People want to do it. Why? Because it's being human. Because we're the superhuman. Super. What we think. When we get the point. Say, hey, let's do this. We can do it. Yeah. It's super. We're going to be superhuman. Yeah, right. Until we get caught. And be like, oh, man. I'm a super crook now. Because you go to jail. They meet the big guys. Need protection. Need protection. It's like, when you get out of jail, yeah, you gotta do this for me, alright? Alright. So, okay. Then you have to do it. Then you become a super criminal. Ah, great. That's it. Crime doesn't pay, so don't do it at all. What's going on with these NFL babes and the skimpy tops? I'm an NFL babe. I can wear a bra anywhere. Just a bra. Weird stuff. If I was in NFL, would I marry someone? No, probably not. No. Marry somebody more sensible. But I'm not an NFL player. I would never be. Just, I don't feel like it. Put me on the field, people playing, but I just stand there. Hi. I'll be standing there and let people run in, try to run in, I jump away. No. You tumble. No, I'm going to go sit by the bench. Have a coffee. See you guys later. Just walk off. Like, no, I don't want to get hit. No. If it was one of those electronic football game, I'll go after it. Oh yeah, bang, roll. Yeah, this is fun. But no, I think I'm too scrawny, too skinny. Yes, it's the Asian. I'm Asian, but I'm like a mutt. So, but I got the Asian worms, which is just skinny bones. No way. Play football. It's gonna break. I don't think so. You've had try to build muscle, lifting and stuff. It's still skinny. Try to put protein. It gets a little bit bigger, but it's still skinny. Like, I don't know. I don't know what it is. Like, make friends. Do all that stuff, man, they get thick. They just like, grow like whole cow, man. Like, I'm trying to eat. I eat the same stuff. I never get fat. I'm like, crap. It's like, I want to get fat. and work out and be the muscle guy, the super muscle guy like you guys. So I couldn't do it. My body metabolism just takes over. It's like, you don't need fat. Just burn it off. That's why, like, winter times, for the longest time, didn't need a blanket to sleep. It's a t-shirt and shorts. No blanket, no nothing, and just go to sleep. But I can feel the heat coming from my body. All of the carbs I ate all day. Yeah, so again, it's like one of those things. So, what else is around today? I'm going to check crypto because something came back. Dodge came back. Who knows? I don't know what the master plan is with those guys. All I know is by the end of the year, it'll be way up. So that's it. I thought last year, well, it was promised that December, but then something happened. But you know the people, the old money people, just they don't want that thing. Or they pretend they don't want. We don't know what the game is. It's hard to see the game. Grand Theft Auto 6 is coming. Yeah. And it's gonna make you all buy all the cars. You can do the races. GTA 5 is fine. Just fix it a little bit. Then be okay. I'm looking at the WCCF tech right now. FYSC. Should I get the new one? The new one looks good, but I don't like the camera thing. But I have one of those cases I can buy for it. We'll fill that in. But it looks like the old one. I don't see any difference. It's got a notch in front, so I'm guessing they don't have LiDAR stuff on there. I'm not sure if I want that. Should I get one? Skip. I'm gonna skip. Forget it. So, somebody's making the Avatar game that's a shooter. Why does everything have to have a gun? Wasn't it the Avatar movie made so that it's about being peaceful, about ascensions, peaceful community thing? No, we gotta put a gun on everybody. They're gonna start shooting like everybody. What? Why? Yeah, I've been noticed, like, over the years, if you watch TV, now everybody has a gun, including cartoon animations. Not the Japanese animation, the US animation. Now, they did it with the G.I. Joe. Well, G.I. Joe, of course, need guns. G.I. Joe, need weapons. Yeah. Of course. But it wasn't like this. Like, everybody has a gun. Even comedy shows have guns. So I thought about that. Do they want us to shoot each other? Then what's going on with trying to get rid of the Second Amendment in the U.S. Constitution? If they want us to shoot each other, but they're gonna take our gun away so we can't shoot each other. So what are you gonna shoot with? Like spitballs? What are you doing? So, you know, the government's, it's not just corruption, it's weird. They're weird. Because they feel the power. We get up there, ooh, power. And money, oh yeah, money. But power, money, ooh. I'm gonna have a mistress. Somewhere, some country. I'm not gonna tell my wife about it. But then they found out, I was like, now the government, this person likes mistresses. Hey, why don't we set it up so one of the soldiers or intelligent officer become his target of sex? Yeah, let's do that. We'll be superpower. And they did it. I'm not going to say which one. I'll find out. It's in the news already. I mean, it's happened. It's like, he did what? No, they got you. And you have to do their biddings. It's like Palpatine. You got Palpatine. Should that be a meme? It's like, you got controlled by the opposition. And you must do their biddings. That would be the new meme. You got Palpatine. Just like I thought about Jeremy 6. First thing came to my mind, it's a trap. And I thought about, Anwar Akbar. Star Wars. It's a trap. I knew it. Everybody knew it. It's like, it's a trap. Don't go. Don't do it. And people went, is it real? It's not real. I don't know. What are they doing? They're playing games. They're trying to change our perception by doing these stupid things. To gain what? Money and power. Super money is super power. Yeah. I've got super power. Yeah. That's what they want. That's all. And if you play GTA 5, you know, every guy have the car, have the money, have the thing, power. Then you get beaten down, like, oh, I gotta practice, get better. And it just goes circles. Like I had, was it yesterday's podcast? Circle jerks. You know, just circle jerk. Just goes looping. And there's no end. When this stuff like that, it's best to just walk away. Really. Not just talking about games. And sometimes anything in real life, it's like, it's not worth it. I'm gonna go. Okay. I'm looking at Leica M11 camera. Well, it's $9,000. I always want to get this one. Never had a chance. So kind of Fuji. How do you like the Fuji better? But I do like it because it's crispiness. And it's a 60 megapixel. So you can get one of those, be a cheater, and shoot everything and just crop in to the 20 megapixel of something. Say, hey, check this out. I'm a good photographer. No, you're not. You crop it at the viewfinder when you take a picture. So you should be a six. The image should be 60 megapixel at the perfect crop. cropping of it. A lot of people don't. I know that. I've noticed. Crop it. It's not the same. That's why these cameras cost so much. Because you... You better know how to do it. Or don't buy it. It'd be a waste. Well, you can buy it, put it in a box, just don't open it, and wait like, you know, 5 years, 6 years. Somebody will want it for more. Right? You just sell them more. So it's an investment. That's the investment piece, yeah, it's fine. But I wouldn't do it. Okay, nothing today, nothing else. I'm just scrolling a bunch of places to see what everybody's got. Nothing. The job at a Toyota, Yaris is the one they are putting hydrogen in, testing. Hopefully it'll work. I think it's the better way to go, because hydrogen, it's everywhere. It's an atmosphere. It's the only way to contain, right? How you contain that. Okay, Zero Hedge, that one. So, Australia, we canceled Novak. Okay, Djokovic. No D. No C. Take the D out, put the H in the end. Djokovic. Let me see, he canceled his visa after minister steps in. You know, the whole world's watching. Don't be a jerk. But they are. They're being super jerk. Super circle jerks. Super circle jerks. I'm clicking on Zero Hedge with a really hot babe on the top. It looks like front of the boat. I'm just like, who's that pig? Like, wow. Holy cow. Anyway, I'm just like the NFL guy. I like babes in bikinis. Okay. I don't mind, really. In real truth, I was, yeah, pull a t-shirt, just sensible. But they don't want to be sensible. Right, fine. Wear first class anyway. Do whatever you want. If you get yelled at, here's a sweater. Or here's a t-shirt. I'm going to do that. Just let them go. Because that's what they want. So. But it should be sensible, right? But yeah, they're celebrities. Who cares? They don't care. They just want to be noticed or something. They need it. It's like a drug or supplement. Like the supplement I take every morning. They need it. And I need it. I need my supplement. Except my supplements is a supplement. Theirs is sex. That's it. Well, sex as not in sex, but sexy. Sexiness. We need to be a sexiness. To be in the game, baby. Oh boy. Yeah, I can't find it. What's that babe? Pretty babe. Okay, is there anything else I can think of? Not really. I didn't search for anything this week. Not really. I didn't read much. I did go to the Cliff Ice Milioni di Strati.
Ooh.
Is that what that is? Is that Italian or Spanish? Or is that Latin? Milioni di Strati. Yeah. But anyway. Millions of layers. Okay. Went through that, but I had to go through it again because I'm a little confused or something. Actually, I listened to it twice. There's certain parts I just have to think about that and walk away and be like, okay, we do. So that one. Yeah. And nothing else. Then I was on YouTube for a while looking for things, and I found the one with the boat of, what is it, Consortia? No. Crap. Oh, Costa Concordia. So the I guess documentary of it. 1 hour documentary. So the whole thing, I'm like, oh wow. So it's the captain's fault. He got busted. Kinda sucks. It looks like a really nice boat too. Like, but me, I'm not the type. I'm the type, say, couple friends together, hey, let's go sail across Tuscany. Let's go sail from somewhere in Mediterranean to Italy, then we can go to Dubai and go rent a supercar and crash it. Then run away. How about that? Can we do that? I'll ask my friend to do that. Say, yeah, sure, let's go. Let's crash a supercar. The supercar. No, I won't crash. The driving thing, driving the racing mindset in my head will take over. Like, I'll try to keep it perfect. Perfect line. Perfect, you know, apex in, apex out. I'll follow the rules. Yeah, but boat like that? We love boats. You would not find me there. No way. I would never go. I mean, I would go, but I'm like, no. I like sailing. Because it seems like you're making an effort doing something. You learn it. And it's like, then we actually go to the trip and you finish it. Like, wow. I did something great. This is a new skill set. I like that better. Oh, I'm on dailymail.com. I'm on dailymail.uk.co.uk, sorry, .co.uk. The first thing I see is Captain, the first officer, rest up to as up to 70 crew's passenger missing, three dead, a survivor tell chaotic evacuation, which is this one. Oh, this is the same one, Costa Concordia. So that's what it was. It was in the documentary. No, it's in the news. So that's what it was. In Daily Mail. That's weird. When click on that and became so you tell me AI is not in control of this mic. What's listening? What are they listening to? And we'll click on, we'll go to Daily Mail. Say, hey, there's a story. You don't think the web browser, the web itself doesn't have an AI? It does. Oh yeah. Why wouldn't it? That was weird though. First thing, we clicked on it, just like, wait a second. It's gone. So it's a logarithm. I know the I know it's part of the search. I know that the Brave browser sometimes or redirect to the article. Even though you go to the regular site, you will redirect. It's weird thing. It's a cache thing. Not supposed to do that. Not supposed to do that, but hey. But there's a this is the story. I saw the documentary yesterday. Yeah, crazy. Cruise boat. I'll never go on a cruise boat. Sailboat, yes. Little dinghies, yes. You can't go anywhere too far, but I'll go with a little dinghy. People think it's scary, but I think other things it's fun. Jumping waves. Like, yeah, that's cool. Yeah. Okay. What else is there? It's not much. It's Friday. It's a super Friday. Super, super, super Friday. And it's nothing happening. I mean, there's stuff happening, but I just, it's not even worth it, really. It's something to talk about during the coffee shop. Not really. It's nothing there. It's something there, but it's nothing there. And whatever. You're in the Matrix. Just say that. That's on somebody. Say, I have nothing else to say. Somebody talks. So what's your answer? You're in the Matrix. And do the eyebrow thing. Up and down. Maybe like they look at you like, okay. They would laugh. Or something. And that's it. Say, so, alright. The end of the coffee break. Let's go back to work. Anything else? Nothing else. I'm gonna go because I got nothing. He says super, super. That's it. Super. Everything's super. Even if it don't feel like super, just pretend it is super, then you feel better. Maybe you feel better about it. In my work, might change your consciousness, and that's what you're supposed to do. Well, that's when I do meditation and stuff. It changes your mindset and resets it. Then you go back doing something that's mundane. So, yeah, this is not bad. I'm okay with it. And that's what you're supposed to do. Supposed to be. Okay. So this is it for Friday. Have a super Friday. Have a super weekend. Yeah. Don't do anything crazy. You can have super, but don't go nuts. Yeah. Have a great day. I'm gonna repeat. I'm going through the circle jerk again. No, I'm not. Yeah, have a great Friday. Have a wonderful Friday. And I'll be back Monday. See ya.